Here's your Ohio State Northwestern preview for tonight's game at Ryan Field in Evanston, Illinois, as the number 3 Ohio State Buckeyes on the road against the number 15 Northwestern Wildcats. Should be a great matchup. It's a nationally televised game, prime time. Brent Musburger and Kirk Herbstreit on the call there in Evanston, Illinois. They're calling it arguably the biggest game in Northwestern history, so you know their fans will be fired up for this one. The players will be fired up for this one. It means a lot to both teams as both come in undefeated. The Buckeyes hoping to play for a national championship this year. Northwestern just hoping to play maybe for a Big Ten championship. So two different goals for the teams playing tonight, but a huge game for each of them. Let's take a look at some of the keys to tonight's matchup. Let's start first of all with Mother Nature. Weather could be a factor tonight. The forecast looks like this: a 70% chance of rain from 8 o'clock through midnight tonight. Possible thunderstorms, winds at least at 10 miles per hour. The temperature going to be between 65 and 70 degrees all game long. So this is something that we will keep an eye on as it unfolds during kickoff and beyond to see if the weather will play havoc with the opposing teams, or both teams, I should say, passing game in this contest tonight in Evanston, Illinois. Other keys to the game for Ohio State: red zone defense. They're going to have to shore up their red zone defense against this team that will spread you out and hit you from all angles. They'll run the option when they have their running quarterback in there. That's Kane Coulter. They'll spread the field and throw the ball underneath and over the top when Trevor Siemian is in there. He's the throwing quarterback for the Northwestern Wildcats. And they should get a huge boost tonight, Northwestern, as they expect the return of Venrick Mack to their backfield. The senior running back was injured in game one against Cal. Why is he so important? Well, last year for the Wildcats, Venrick Mack totaled 2,166 all-purpose yards and 14 touchdowns. He gained 1,366 on the ground, 104 in the air, 280 on punt returns, 416 on kickoff returns. He's a jack of all trades, and the Buckeyes will need to be aware of him every time he is on the field. He was an All-American last year in returning punts, as he did so at an 18.6 yards per return clip with a touchdown, and he also, as a freshman, returned a kickoff for a touchdown. So on special teams, not only just in the red zone with the Buckeyes with Mack, but on special teams, they will need to be aware of where he is and try and directional kick and maybe pin him into a corner, or maybe Cameron Johnston just avoids the return altogether and punts the ball out of bounds. So the red zone defense as well as special teams going to be huge tonight for Ohio State. On offense, the Buckeyes can't turn the ball over against Northwestern. When you look at their stats, the Wildcats do not jump out at you as one of the best defenses in the country. Far from it. They give up almost 24 points per game, but what they do well is they create turnovers. They've created 11 turnovers in four games, 10 interceptions, one fumble, and of those 10 interceptions, they've returned four for touchdowns. So while they give up a lot of yards and some points, they also create some points with their defense, with the turnovers, and taking them to the house. So the Buckeyes can ill afford to turn the ball over against Northwestern, because Northwestern will score on Ohio State tonight. The Buckeyes have to be able to match Northwestern on offense and don't give the ball to the Wildcat offense on a short field or allow them to take one of those turnovers back to the house. Also, the Buckeyes defense, they need to tackle well. You're going to see the option. You're going to see a spread formation. You're going to see all different types of formations. You're going to see the hurry up tonight from Northwestern with their two quarterback tandem of Siemian and Coulter, and you add in Mack. So the Buckeyes need to tackle well in this game, because what Northwestern wants to do under Pat Fitzgerald, they want to create some space, very similar to what Urban Meyer likes to do with Ohio State's offense, and hope that their playmakers like Tony Jones or Christian Jones or their super back Dan Vitale, there's a big article about him in Sports Illustrated, the do everything back for Northwestern, they like to get those guys out in open space and let them create. The Buckeyes will need to wrap up and tackle well instead of going for the big knockout ESPN highlight hit. They just need to be fundamentally sound in tackling the Northwestern playmakers, and that's something that will be a huge factor in this game. Also, think about this. Northwestern comes in off a bye week, so they've had 2 full weeks to prepare for Ohio State, so you know there's going to be some trickeration in there. You know they've got some special plays designed just for this game that the Buckeyes haven't seen on film yet. So Buckeyes, they need to be aware of a fake punt, fake field goal, onside kick, double reverse pass, things of those nature as they go up against Northwestern, because this is Northwestern's BCS National Championship game. If they can pull off this upset and remain undefeated, it will make their entire season. When you look at Ohio State, you've got to go all the way back to 2004, the last time Ohio State lost to Northwestern. The Buckeyes have won 28 of the last 29 games. The lone loss during that stretch in 04, the Buckeyes lost in overtime 33-27. That's what Northwestern will be hoping to do tonight, pull off another big upset on the road. And oh, by the way, yes, that game was in Evanston, Illinois, and it was a prime time game, so the Buckeyes need to be aware of that. However, having said all that and talked up Northwestern and how good they are this year, the Buckeyes, if they do what they're capable of doing, they should handle Northwestern. I don't want to say without a problem. This is going to be an exciting game. It's going to be a tough game. But if the Buckeyes do what they're capable of doing on offense, defense, and special teams, they should come away with a win in this contest. Braxton Miller back last week, threw the ball very, very well. Hoping that they don't have to run him as much. They need to use the likes of Carlos Hyde and get Jordan Hall more involved this week. He wasn't a factor last week. Dontre Wilson needs to get more involved for Ohio State this week. And I expect big games from Devin Smith, Philly Brown, Dontre Wilson, Evan Spencer, maybe even Jeff Heirman catching the football, because this is a very suspect. While they have 10 interceptions, it's a young and suspect secondary, and Braxton Miller should be able to throw for 300 yards in this contest, because when you look at what Northwestern's defense has given up, on average 427 yards per game, they've given up 309 of those yards through the air. So look for the Buckeyes to try and be balanced today in running and throwing the football, but expect them to hit some big plays down the field in the passing game. But they also want to try and control the clock somewhat with Hyde, with Hall, with Wilson, with Miller, and maybe even Kenny Guyton gets a few snaps this week and runs the option to control the clock and keep that Northwestern offense off the field. So I expect the Buckeyes to put up a lot of points, a lot of yards. I expect Northwestern to score some points and also up some yards. The weakness of Ohio State still, especially with Christian Bryant out now due to that injury. Don't know if he'll be back for the bowl game or not, but they're going to have to play the rest of the season as if he's not going to return at all. That safety position today, who's going to step up and make a play there? Will it be Pitt Brown? Will it be Tyvus Powell? Don't know, but somebody on that secondary, maybe Bradley Roby after the poor performance last week against Wisconsin, will step up and play big for the Buckeyes. But Northwestern's going to score on you, but you just have to not give up the big play. If they throw underneath, tackle underneath, and make them earn it as they move the ball down the field. So there's a look at all the key figures, all the key players in this game. Pat Fitzgerald has never beaten Ohio State. He's in his 8th season at Northwestern. You've got Urban Meyer, now 17-0 for Ohio State since he took over, looking to run his record to 18-0. That's the longest winning streak in the country. So that's what's at stake tonight between Ohio State and Northwestern. When it's all said and done, I expect Ohio State to come out of this game with a victory in a very high-scoring, entertaining game. I've got it Ohio State 45, Northwestern 28.